With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Candidates and outside groups are dumping more than $12 million into Montana's short special election race for the U.S. House, surpassing the spending in last year's race by $3 million. That's according to latest federal campaign reports filed this week.
I think it tells us that the race is competitive, that it still might be tilting towards Gianforte, but that the national parties and national groups on both sides see this as a race that could go either way.
Lee Banville is a journalism professor at the University of Montana and the author of a book about media and politics. Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Rob Quist have each raised just over $3 million to fund their campaigns. About 64% of contributions to Gianforte's campaign have come from individual donors, while most of the rest is $1 million of his own money, which he poured in the last 3 weeks. But a small part of contributions to Gianforte's campaign, about 2%, are from political party groups and PACs, political action committees. Most of that came from outside Montana. That's true for his Democratic opponent, Rob Quist, too. Only about 1% of contributions to Quist are from PACs, and of that money, most of it is from outside the state. But 98% of Quist contributions have come from individual donors, and most of those are $200 or less. Federal law says candidates aren't required to identify individual donors who contribute at relatively small amounts. That makes Shane Scanlon, Gianforte's communications director, suspicious.
You know, it should be concerning to Montanans that you have over $2 million pouring in, from the East and West Coast, from donors that we know nothing about. And he's not going to disclose that information, and he doesn't want Montanans to know about that.
But Gianforte has also not disclosed the identities of small donors whose contributions add up to more than $300,000 for his campaign. This week, an activist group accused Gianforte of encouraging donors to circumvent limits on individual contributions by donating to affiliated political action committees. A Gianforte campaign spokesman called that charge, quote, bogus, unquote. MTPR reached Rob Quist on a cell phone traveling between campaign stops. He says he appreciates the number of small donors to his campaign.
Yeah, I'm really gratified about that. You know, that's exactly the campaign that I wanted to run. I came out very early in this stuff. Saying that I would not take any corporate PAC money. And so I'm just really buoyed by the fact that we're being supported by this grassroots organization.
While the candidates themselves have raised more than $3 million each, another $5 million has been spent by out-of-state money from political interest groups. That money is paid for phone calls, mailers, and TV ads like this one from the Washington, D.C.-based Congressional Leadership Fund.
Rob Quist may be entertaining, but on the issues, he's out of tune with Montana.
Of the $5 million spent by outside political groups, about $4 million is from conservative and Republican PACs attacking Democrat Rob Quist.
Almost always when outside money is spent in a race, it's spent to attack a candidate.
Again, University of Montana journalism professor Lee Banville.
When you see a lot of money come into a race, it means that they're really trying to undercut support for what they see as either a surging candidate or a potential threat.
Conservative groups like the Congressional Leadership Fund, the National Rifle Association, and the Republican National Committee, among others, are leading the attack against Quist. This week, Texas Senator Ted Cruz joined the rallying cry for Gianforte in a fundraising email blast, as did Robert O'Neill, the former Navy SEAL who claimed to fire the shots that killed Osama bin Laden. On the other side, about $450,000 is coming in from liberal groups attacking Republican Gianforte. Most of that money is from a PAC supporting House Democrats. Planned Parenthood has also spent about $40,000 to oppose Gianforte. Lee Banville says the money pouring into Montana right now could be predictive of the battle ahead next year, when Democratic Senator John Tester will defend his seat against an as-yet-unchosen Republican challenger.
If you think that the $12 million in 85 days is a lot of money, my guess is we're going to see an enormous sort of swamp of money come flowing in once that race really starts to shape up, because that's, we are going to see this kind of intensity, but for months, not just a month.
Act Blue, the organization that helped Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders finance his bid for president last year, mostly with small dollar donations, has been working hard to raise money for Rob Quist. Sanders is coming to Montana for 4 events with Quist this weekend in Missoula, Butte, Billings, and Bozeman. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.